MFO in Medford.
Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dumb MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
As chairwoman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Michelle McGann is approaching the 18th green. If she sinks this putt, the tournament is hers.
But what's this? The caddy is offering her a putter, and she's waving it off.
What's he giving her?
It's sunscreen.
She knows that if you're going to be in the sun, you should protect your skin by using a broad-spectrum waterproof sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher, seeking the shade and wearing a hat.
And she sinks it. This message furnished by the American Academy of Dermatology's No Skin Cancer Cover-Up Campaign.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
The computer has never, ever been wrong.
The Beatles, you know, are going to go on till they die, you know? I mean, we can't get away from being the Beatles.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Finally, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Plastic.
Strawberries. If you can't trust a computer, who can you trust?
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a different theme. Every week here at 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert. And with daylight savings time having come into effect, the day's getting longer, and spring officially starting this Sunday, March 20th, the vernal equinox. Yes, this evening, we're bringing you a genre-jumping freeform mix of music celebrating the sun. We began the show with a Japanese band, of course, this being a Plastic Sushi, and that's one of the essential rules. That was Shonen Knife and their Japanese language version of The Tower of the Sun, which I found on their brand new Knife album. And that's actually the name of an older album. It's called Brand New Knife, but I hate when they name things like that with new in the title, because eventually they get old and then it gets all confusing. Well, also in there, we heard a clip from George Harrison about the Beatles, and we're going to be hearing more from him later in the show, and a public service message about sunscreen, something to start thinking about is spending more time outside in the sun. The format for this evening's sound collage is basically three half-hour longish main sets coming up for you. And our audio clips from who knows where are going to include bits from the TV show Third Rock from the Sun. And then some thoughts on the production of the album The Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd bassist Roger Waters and guitarist David Gilmour. And some more thoughts from George Harrison. Also, I wanted to mention the WMFO donations drive is in effect. And if you like what we're doing here, you can consider donating. You can go to our website, WMFO.org, and click on our donations drive tab. And that should have all of the essential information, including the rewards, like a t-shirt, which is always a cool thing, no matter what kind of shirt it is. So, in the next set, I'm going to be playing two very cool cover versions of Pink Floyd songs, as well as Pat Metheny covering a Jimi Hendrix song, all of these about the sun. And also, we're going to be hearing some genuine Jimi Hendrix and Sonic Maven, Eddie Kramer, some of their genuine studio banter in the mix. And, well, continuing on, well, kicking off this theme, oh, yeah, backing me up right now is BT. And we're going to be hearing, this is Deeper Sunshine from his album Ima, which is a Japanese word that means now. And we'll be hearing more from him in the next break as well. But kicking off the rest of this celebration of the sun is, of course, another Japanese band. This is The Juice. Kind of a jazzier song called Hello, Mr. Sunshine. And then, yeah, we're going to set the controls for the heart of the sun with Kinetica here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only on WMFO. And then, Mr. Sunshine,
It seemed to me really important. I've no idea why it did, to have voices on this thing.
Hard. Starfleet to Scout Ship. Will you please give me your position? Over.
I am in orbit around the planet, the third planet of the sun known in this hall.
May this be Earth? Over.
Positive. It's known by the to have some form of intelligent species.
Well, we'll just take a look then. Starfleet to shop. Starfleet to scout ship. Please give your position. Over.
I am in orbit around the third planet of star known as Sun. Over.
May this be Earth. Over.
Positive. It is known to have some form of intelligent species. Over.
I think we should take a look.
You getting all that, Jimmy?
Strange, beautiful grass of green with your majestic silver seas. Your mysterious mountains I'd wish to see closer. May I land my kinky machine? Although your world wonders me, with your majestic and superior cackling hen, your people I do not understand, so to you I shall put an end. And you never hear surf music again. That sounds like a lie to me. Come on, man, let's go home.
in those days was a performance, every bit as much as doing a gig.
Plans to build a nuclear fallout shelter at Peterborough in Cambridge.
Three High Court judges have cleared the way for public.
It was announced today that the
thank you. rock star Sid Vicious is dead after taking an overdose of heroin last night. Police say his death was an accident. Vicious, real name John Simon Ritchie, left a New York prison only yesterday. He was released on $50,000 bail, charged with the murder of his girlfriend Nancy Spungen last October. His mother met him at the prison gates. Vicious went to a party to celebrate his release. Then, according to police, he took the heroin. He'd been having treatment to give up his addiction. Apparently last night's dose was too potent.
Thank you.
We are celebrating the sun here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and, well, we kicked off that half-hour-ish long set with a Japanese band, of course, this being a Plastic Sushi. That was The Juice with Hello, Mr. Sunshine. And then we heard a few thoughts from Roger Waters, bass player and one of the primary songwriters of Pink Floyd, talking about how they decided to add the voices when they were making The Dark Side of the Moon. And then a very cool cover of a Pink Floyd song from Kinectica. That was Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun, off of the second volume of just an outstanding two-album set, the Electronic Tribute to Pink Floyd. Those whole two albums are just spectacular. Then we heard from David Grisman, a tone poem, Morning Sun, followed by some studio banter between Jimi Hendrix and his engineer at the time, who later went on to become one of the world's outstanding music producers, Eddie Kramer. Yeah, studio talk, a third stone from the sun. Introducing Pat Metheny's very cool cover version of that, which can be found on the tribute album Stone Free. Next up was David Gilmour, Pink Floyd, and just talking about how back then musicians performed their songs, and at least Pink Floyd performed their mixes when making the albums. And then it was another cool cover of sort of some obscure Pink Floyd from Floyd Head, Two Suns in the Sunset, the Electro Psychedelic Blitzkrieg mix off of the Floydian Propulsion Project. And then it was Loop Guru with their song Sun, followed by AI 30-second news report announcing the death by heroin overdose of Sid Vicious, the bass player of the Sex Pistols. Although calling him a bass player is pushing it. He appeared with the bass, but his musical abilities were pretty poor. And we finished things off with the Sex Pistols and Holidays in the Sun. Meanwhile, backing me up is another selection from BT's EMA album. This is, this song is Deeper, is Embracing the Sunshine. And we've got another set that's going to be about half an hour long for you. And of course, it's going to be all about sun songs in some way or another. We'll be having some jazz in there from the 20th century, early 20th century with Glenn Miller. A whole bunch of classic rock with The Police and The Eagles and Cream and Yeah, let me mention that this is going, there are at least three Beatles songs that have something to do with the sun, and we're going to hear all of them in this next set. That's going to be a core unifying theme. And jazz, as I mentioned, with Glenn Miller, but also Les Baxter, some exotica. And as I promised, we'll hear some more thoughts in the audio clips from George Harrison. But first, let's start things off with one of the absolutely best ever Beatles songs. And yeah, John Lennon and Paul McCartney did a pretty good job, but boy, George Harrison really rocked with this song here on WMFO in Medford. This was the first song the station broadcast in January of 1970. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Judgmental and completely self-absorbed. Would you be my friend?
Been You know, a few years ago, I made a batch of my famous rum balls for Christmas. They were so popular that this year, just on a whim, I made 20 batches, enough for the whole department.
Hmm, it's funny that you would have that much rum around.